I'm sanctuary. Hey, yeah. I know I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. I'm sanctuary.
Peace and blessings, Mama Ayo. Thank you so much for having us, giving us your time. We was downstairs earlier talking to Blue Nile, the herbal shop. We know it's been around 50-something years. The crystal shop is more recent, about 5 years. And you are the other half of Baba Duque, who started this almost 5 decades ago, y'all. But you're very important. Can you talk to why y'all decided to open up the crystal shop?
Okay, we start to do the way. Downstairs is for the body. The herbs for the body, for the mind.
Okay.
The crystal is for the spirit, the soul.
Okay.
Basically, you try to integrate mind and spirit to heal. Sometimes your body is healthy, but your spirit is sick.
Yes.
Unbalanced.
Yes.
So you try to do together body and spirit. Because the stone heal you through emotional, spiritual.
Yes.
Basically, stones there.
Let me ask you, Mama Ayo, when I first came into the shop a few weeks ago and I was talking about the crystals and healing, you right away brought out a graph. You was like, this is the chakra system.
Yeah, the chakra system.
You brought out.
Yeah.
And I noticed that more people of African descent,
yes,
getting more into, we're hearing these terminologies now,
yeah,
chakras, crystals.
Okay.
Can you talk about the importance of the chakra?
The chakra is the alignment of your body. For you to be healthy spiritually, and physically, everything has to be connected in harmony. The chakra, here the first chakra, the crown chakra, is your thoughts. Everything go here. Then you have the chakra here, the forward chakra, is intuition.
Okay.
Everything, intuition.
Okay.
Then you have your throat chakra.
Okay.
Always speak the truth. Put it out or to bothers you in your heart chakra,
okay,
what lock you.
Okay.
Then you have the heart chakra, it's love, relationship.
Okay, okay.
Then you can solar. Solar has this area here.
Okay.
Whole things here, your digestion,
okay,
area.
Okay.
It's here.
Okay.
Then you come to your sacral. For us women, sacred is very important. Sacred is when you bear children,
the womb,
come from, yeah,
the reproductive.
Reproduction.
Okay.
Children, sacred.
Okay. Also, the womb is creativity,
yeah,
too, right?
Sacred.
Okay, sacred. Okay. All right, Mama. Okay,
that place, so you cannot give to anybody the secret. You know, when you have a relationship, you have to know who you have a relationship with.
Mm.
They're very sacred. Because your children come from here.
Mm.
Everything comes from here.
Mm.
Your cycle.
Mm.
When you finish your cycle, your menopause, everything is here.
Mm.
So it's very sacred. That was a sacred area.
Mm. Woo, we're getting deep, y'all. Okay.
Woo. Then they came the root.
The root chakra.
It's your base.
Okay.
Who sustain you.
Okay.
It's your base.
The when base.
You, the base, they call base, the root chakra. You hear, you know?
Okay.
That's your base chakra.
That's what you stand on.
Stand on, exactly.
Let me ask you, Mama Ayo, we talk about these chakras. You say how we have to be aligned.
Yeah.
Which ones would you say that us Africans in America have maybe the most problem with or the most concern issues with?
I think the minds.
The mind.
Because you have to,
so
everything
which chakra, you're talking about the crown?
Exactly, your crown chakra.
Okay.
You have to be very balanced here to handle the odd ones. Even relationship, if you have some relationship with a man, you love this, it's heart chakra.
The heart
but you
chakra.
Don't know how to deal with that. You have to know here how you're going to deal with the man in your life to love him.
Mm.
Everything comes chakra, the mind.
The mind.
The mind, yes.
You also mentioned that some of the issues is sometimes with our throat chakra speaking.
Yeah, speak out. Tell the truth no matter what.
Tell the truth no matter what.
No matter what. You yeah, don't lie.
Don't lie.
Because they lock you here. You know, you always tell whatever you have to tell, what bothers you, whatever, in relationship, in life. Let me always tell the truth.
Let me ask you, Mama, diaspora audience, they can hear accent. Where are you from? Beautiful.
I'm from Brazil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brazil has a rich history of the
culture.
Okay.
We basically, for some reason,
A lot of us went to, they dropped us in Brazil.
We kept, after slavery, you kept the culture, even though you have to fight for, have to run away, go to the Quilombos, it's in the mountain of Brazil, to keep the religion, Yoruba religion, African people. Brazil is very, still in Bahia, state of Bahia, where I'm from, it's very strong in the culture.
Okay.
We have maybe 200-400 temples, Yoruba temples today, with all the orishas.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Every February, we have a big festival for Iemanjá on the beach.
Okay, when is that?
In February 5th.
Okay, so we gotta go. Okay.
Every February, it's thousands of people going on the beach to throw gifts for Iemanjá and say thank you, because she's the mother.
Okay.
In the ocean.
Iemanjá is
the mother of the ocean. Oshun is the sweet water, the river, you know?
Okay.
Each orisha represents, our people are very smart.
Okay.
They put it together.
Okay. Now, you said something. You said, Brazil, we kept our culture. Underneath that, I almost want to compare it to America. We didn't keep our culture when we brought here?
No.
Uh-oh. She said, no.
People don't know.
We in trouble.
I ask young people, what orisha is. They don't know what is. They don't know. Even another religion from Africa, Ghana, they don't have no idea, no clue what is.
Now, we in D.C. and Chocolate City, you think this has changed through the years? Because D.C. was known as blackness. I'm sure now was very much so where you came. I remember my mama brought me here, her journey. But I think over the years, the generation that's referring to, they have become alienated.
Exactly.
So do you have hope for us here in America?
What I see today, I don't see no hope in this generation. I don't see.
The younger generation.
They're young, between 20, 30, you know. I don't see 20 years, 25, 30. I don't see. Maybe when you get older, you mature, like in your 40s, maybe you read more, talk more with people, interact with African from Africa, you can learn a little bit more. But by that age, between 20, 24, 20, 30, I don't see they are open to receive that.
So that's one of the reasons why we wanted to come into the shop and talk about the crystals, but it talks about our culture. And I wanted to go into the different aspects of our culture and the healing mechanisms. And so you talked about the throat chakra, and that has to do with our voice and speaking out, teaching our children to speak out.
Exactly.
Which of the crystals, as we go around the shop, we are here amongst all these crystals, which crystals should we be going towards, Mama Ayo, to begin to try to heal our throat chakra, to begin to try to heal our heart chakra?
Okay, the heart chakra. Okay, let's do it for crown chakra, throat chakra.
Crown chakra. Crown chakra. Because you talked about our mind.
Yeah, it's the color here. It represents, because each chakra represents one color.
Okay.
The chakra color here is color, purple color.
Purple.
Yeah, purple. You see here?
And
the all is amethyst is your crown chakra.
Okay. And we can wear these around.
Yeah, we can wear these. Because what I believe, all these beautiful stones is created by God for some reason. Nothing is in the earth here for no reason. Imagine that is inside the cave with no light. They have this color. So how explain that, you know? No color, just there in the
cave. Inside a cave, no light, and it come out like this.
Different colors, different stones, names. Then there's your crown chakra.
That's the crown chakra.
Yeah, then you come here to your
intuition,
the pineal
gland.
The third eyes.
Which crystal?
It's the blue stones. Lapis lazuli is one very famous people.
This is to help us open up our third eye,
stone,
which is very important to African people.
Yes.
Lapis lazuli. All right, y'all. We know where to get our crystals, our healing power. Okay. Yeah. And then we have the throat.
Then we have the throat. It's like kind of lighter, blue. They can be like angelite.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
It's light, it's blue. The other one is dark blue, the other one is light blue.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's the throat.
Exactly.
That's to help us speak truth, be
exactly.
fearless.
Yes. Then the other one is the heart chakra.
The heart chakra
is here. The heart chakra is here. Let me show
okay.
you. It's green and pink.
Okay, the heart chakra. Okay,
yeah.
So which
let me here.
Okay.
All here is our heart chakra.
Okay.
That one is powerful stone, our blue.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
That's beautiful
that's
stone.
Pretty.
Each stone is so.
Ooh, it's enchanting.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. The heart chakra, the pink chakra.
Okay. Mama, you gotta get some classes. Okay, we about to make you have it. Next is a solar plexus.
Solar plexus.
That has to do with our confidence in ourselves.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Solar plexus.
It's solar plexus.
Yellow.
Yellow. Exactly.
Okay.
It's here. It's citrine.
Okay.
Okay.
Right
personal power fulfillment.
Power fulfillment.
Yes.
Fire. Sight. Okay. Fire.
Exactly. That's citrine.
Wow. That is gorgeous.
It's beautiful, huh?
Gorgeous.
Each one is more beautiful than the other.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And then we have our sacral chakra, which stone?
The sacral chakra.
It says orange.
Carnelia.
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 Okay. Carnelia.
Carnelia.
Okay.
Carnelia is very important stone.
It says see? Water. Taste, creativity, sexual expression,
yeah, yeah.
our sacral, sacred.
That also is
red agate.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's to keep that, activate that.
Exactly, sacral.
Sacred.
Yes. Yeah, sacral.
Divine, creation.
Exactly. Then you have the jasper, the root chakra.
Okay.
The base chakra.
This is what you were saying, very important. Our
African jasper from Africa.
African jasper.
Yes, that's your.
This is what we stand on.
Yeah, base, your base chakra.
This is our base.
Yeah, yeah. Your root chakra.
Our root chakra. It says for the root chakra, it says physical vitality, glowstone. Okay.
Yes. Also, that one.
If you don't have your root chakra together, then if this is off balance.
Balance.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing is balanced.
Exactly.
I wanted to ask you, as we come in and we see the crystals, we're talking about healing. We're talking about, especially us that's been dropped here in America, healing generational curse, generational trauma, the emotional, mental, a lot of us, the mental that we have to deal with. What's the importance of the crystals to helping us heal there?
To align your body, to balance your body.
Okay.
Through God. Because okay. everything is God.
Everything is through God.
Yeah.
Everything is God.
It's
okay.
created by God. Everything here. Look at here. This stone here. They're called amethyst. How that thing formed in the earth?
Wow.
You know?
Wow. So it's getting back in touch with our divine feminine and our divine masculine,
yeah.
our highest divinity.
Exactly.
You mentioned the God. I am having fun, y'all. Okay. You mentioned the gods and goddesses. I know you have some of the orishas
oh,
you mentioned
yes.
from your country in Brazil.
There's some orishas here.
Yes.
Orishas is DST from Yoruba culture.
From the Yoruba culture.
Yeah, each
okay.
one represents nature.
A nation.
In nature.
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 Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Osain is the power one. It represents the earth, the herbs, the herbalman.
Okay.
Like the him always connected.
Baba Duke, that's the founder right there. Baba Duke, hello. That's the founder right there, y'all. 50 years. He was so mad at me. He's like, I ain't doing no interviews. We talking to your queen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and what's the next one?
That one here.
Right, yes.
They call Oshumare.
You got to come.
Oshumare is the rainbow.
The rainbow.
Like that one here. It's a rainbow.
These are exquisite.
That's the rainbow. That's the healing man.
This is a healing man. Peace and blessings, family. Welcome again to another episode of the Revolution is Black Love podcast. We are at the historical Blue Nile Herb Company that has been feeding and healing generations of Washingtonians for over 50 years. Today we're in the shop. We're going to be looking at some of the products, but also we're talking to some of the team. Y'all heard us. We talked to Mama Ayo. We have here Brother Ramon, who's been with Blue Nile forever, and Brother Jawar. And they're here helping our community right now. Our community is in here. You're going to be hearing from some of them. And all this high melanin energy going on. One of the things we want to talk about is just some of the herbs, and Brother Ramon is going to talk about. We're going to ask him, like, the importance of Blue Nile. why did they get started, how the last 50 years. Again, this is what we call another legacy business. Black legacy businesses are important to the growth and to the containment and to the proper development of our village. And so we're going to go over to Brother Ramon. Are you able to speak, or you want to go to Brother Jawad?
Brother Jawad for the moment.
So Brother Jawad, we wanted to talk to our audience, our diaspora audience. Tell us the beginnings, why Blue Nile was open and the importance of it. It's been 50 years. I know you ain't been here 50.
It's been 51 years.
51.
I've been here 11 years.
Wonderful.
So you said you were asking me what
the importance of Blue Nile. Why was it open? What was the hope? What was the dream, the vision behind it, Baba Duque opening?
The dream started with just throwing incense.
Okay.
This was, he was just throwing his own incense. So it started from that. Then it morphed into the vitamins and supplements and the liquids, the liquid tinctures and stuff like that. That's where it came from. That's what started out with.
Okay.
But the name Blue Nile itself came from Alice Coltrane.
I didn't connect it.
That was his favorite artist.
Okay.
That's how he came up with the name Blue Nile.
Okay.
Because water, herbs have to have what? Water.
Yes.
All right, I'll let you know.
So that's all that stems from.
Okay.
I've been here with him 11 years now. And they say, whatever we're doing in life, we shall always have a footnote. And the footnote comes from, like, I got to give him credit, Baba Duku.
Okay.
Because he gave me the platform for my CMOS strength.
Okay.
Which I've been doing for 31 years.
And it's the CMOS strength over there.
The best in the world.
let's bring over some CMOS strengths.
So
can you pass over some CMOS strengths?
Which one?
Okay, we want all, just start bringing them over. We're going to sit them right here. So you make the CMOS strengths?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
For 31 years, but 11 years in here. And he gave me the platform for my CMOS to get where it's at now.
Can you pass us some CMOS strengths?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. This man, he going to store. Okay, so what we got? We got Strawlicious, okay? Wow, this is, oh my goodness, y'all. We got Magnificent Mango. Come on, bring on. Y'all, we got the community up in here working too, okay? They're like, okay. They know to come here for their CMOS. And y'all, African people, y'all should be drinking CMOS. And he said, Blueberry. he said, hand me the Blueberry one. Wonderful, beautiful.
All right.
Thank you, beautiful brother. We got the beautiful mama here. So everybody's going to be a part of this. Now, we talk about the CMOS strains. You got, these are the only flavors you have? Blueberry, Strawlicious, Magnificent Mango, Sunrise. What's the importance of CMOS to us Africans?
Okay, so the importance of CMOS, because it has 92 vitamins and minerals in it. So that's the importance of it.
92?
Vitamins and minerals in it. But our CMOS has more than 92 vitamins and minerals in it, because I add bladderwrack, burdock, and sour sap.
You add? Say again?
Burdock, bladderwrack, and sour sap.
Try that.
And that ingredient came from Dr. Sagan. Remember.
Okay, calling in the ancestors, y'all.
It was just a footnote.
Okay.
None of this, I can't do, I couldn't have done this without any of them.
Okay.
So I footnote them into what I'm doing. Also, Brother Bay, who taught me how to make CMOS.
Okay.
31 years ago.
Wow.
So that's what happens here in the store. So it's been a staple.
You got some more?
No, we do have some more.
He buying them.
So it's been a staple in the community for the 11 left. It's been a staple in the community for since. About 30 years.
Okay.
Because we sell CMOS raw, powder, capsules, smoothies, and gel. So that's another added caveat to Blue Nile.
How often should we be drinking CMOS? Should we be drinking one a day, twice a day?
One a day, twice a day. It all depends. Some people fast with it.
Okay.
This is some people's food.
Okay.
Because of 92 vitamins and minerals, but it's more than
that. That's amazing.
Because you add the bladderwrack, the burdock, and the sour sap in it. That's like 120 vitamins and minerals. Right?
Wow.
Plus the love that's I pour in it.
Plus the love. I know that's right. Plus the love, you're pouring it.
No, and that love is
that energy.
That love is Jacqueline McIntyre, which is my hero, which is my mom.
Which is my
inspiration.
Okay.
On Alfred Baba Duku, and last but not least, my granddaughter.
Oh,
she's
$8 each plus tax.
Wow. look at generational.
Right, cause she may come with a children's smoothie line.
Wow, y'all, we lifting up.
So that's the importance of Blue Nile to remain here inside of the this corridor, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, so we can keep healing.
Balls for men.
You know, one person at a time.
Healing one person at a time.
One person at a time. It became a fad in Corona.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody, you get to see balls.
Yeah.
Commenting everybody and not really checking the references.
Uh-huh.
So you the source.
Yeah. So you know, and
come to Blue Nile.
We get it from Belize.
Okay.
Some come from St. Lucia.
Uh-huh. Wonderful.
Come from Jamaica. So that's the key. In anything, you should research anything.
Yeah.
Research what I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it has. Several of them have herbal formulas.
Okay.
The mango C.
Okay.
The C is for the vitamin C.
Okay.
So it has the 9 herbs, okay. 9 vitamin C.
Wow.
And that's in the blueberry C as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And this right here, Brother Marone, this is a powder. You showing us?
Yeah, it's an herbal formula. These are 9 herbs in this blend that's high in vitamin C.
So how would we take these herbs? We come in and get these herbs. How would we be ingesting them?
Depending on the form that you get it in. So,
okay.
Like this is in powder. You can put in water, juice, smoothies.
Okay.
Some people make their own capsules.
Okay.
Or if you don't have time for any of that, put a teaspoon in your mouth, chase it with water.
Okay.
Or some liquid that's good for you.
Okay.
And not alcohol.
So you said depend on the forms then. So what about y'all?
Come on, brother.
We have some that's like broken up, look like leaves here. How would you ingest that? Or would that be ingested? The TSC mullein here. I see high blood pressure. I think we'd be suffering from high blood pressure. Nanti, how will we ingest that to Brother Jawal?
Again, another footnote.
Okay.
So these formulas that you see up here all come from Babadooku.
Wow.
Since 1977.
Woo! Okay.
It's been the same formulas.
Arthritis tea? Okay.
We got arthritis tea.
Wow.
We have a relaxing tea, which is everybody stressed out and they have anxiety.
Wow.
Can't sleep.
And can't sleep. All right, y'all, relaxing tea.
We have
that's very important.
We also have people having problems with their lungs.
Lungs. Okay.
Those who's trying to fast.
All right, y'all, fasting. Okay.
Which
one should black people be getting when we come in? We've been talking a lot about healing. I see some bee pollen. I know that's very powerful.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Love to formula.
Love to? What's love to? Explain it.
40 ingredients in here that Bobby Lou came up with.
40?
Yeah, help men with their testosterone levels.
Okay. 40?
And balance their male energy.
A lot of the water, the plastic bottles, the chemicals in them.
They leach.
It kind of affects the male testosterone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got somebody doing some research here.
You talk to Mamoni, talk to myself, right? Mm-hmm. What we're, our main focus is to have people participating in masterful health for themselves.
Right.
So I see us as mediums, right? Yeah. Check this in. Uh-huh. Don't check it out, check it in.
Oh, look, listen to the language.
So here you got the herbs, right?
Yeah.
We stand here.
Right.
Yeah.
And we get to you. So we mediums, right? Because we can't go home with you.
Right.
Some of them I would love to go home to, but don't worry about that. But we can't go home with you.
Right.
I want to ask my Brother Monroe, right. Are y'all mediums? Do you agree? Is that how you...
Yeah, we are. I mean, you know, a lot of times people come in and say, you are doctors. No, we're not your doctors. We are the pharmacists.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're the bridge to your health.
Yeah. Mm.
So you come in, you ask for this stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's their first time or whatever.
Okay.
So we have to explain to them or whatever.
Right.
A lot of times people go against what we say. Let's say you come in and say, what do you have for arthritis?
Yes.
We have this, but it's part of your diet. If you're on prescription drugs, sometimes that can cause inflammation in the body or whatever.
So you tell a person so all this?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
We'll say this is great as long as you do what you're supposed to do by way of your diet and take this maybe 2 to 3 times a day.
Yeah. Okay.
But then once we explain that, do you have something else? Well, you didn't try this yet.
They don't want to do the diet.
Wow. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Because the other thing, they would say, I'm going to tell you.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
The other thing is, they'll say, I said, well, you got to cut out. We joke and say, we got to cut out the fat back and the chicken.
Slave food. We shouldn't be eating
right.
it anyway.
And the white foods, the white
no
sugar.
No white stuff in our
But the
thoughts.
First thing they say, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
I say, of course it's going to be hard. You just told yourself it's going to be hard.
And look what you're trying to do.
You know what I mean? So, it's going to be hard. And then they'll say, give me some. I say, no, never mind. We're going to put it back. You know what I mean? Because you're not going to do it. Some people will buy this stuff, and they'll come back in it a week, 2 weeks, month later and say, what are you doing from arthritis? I said, wasn't you here before?
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. So that's what we have to buy. We have great people that take their health seriously once they come in or whatever.
Okay.
But sometimes we have to give them tough love because, as you very well know, we joke a lot in here, but this is still serious business.
Very serious.
But the more
unless
you laugh.
Talking about y'all mediums. That's
right.
Very,
so
that's
the portals. More you laugh, the healthier you become. Right. Sometimes you feel good because some people, they'll say, you know what? Thank you. I needed that laugh.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what happened before they stepped through the doors.
That's right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's not always just about the herbs.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just the energy.
Right.
But some people don't want to receive the energy, the herbs, or whatever. It's like, well, what you come in here for?
You mentioned a very important word, energy. And we're talking about herbs. We're talking about God's energy. We're talking about healing. What is the importance of us getting negative energy away out of our body healing? Talk about that. Because y'all, we talking about energy here, right? Upstairs, we talking about Mama Ike. She's talking about how the chakras got to be balanced and about energy, right? Talk about the importance of having healthy, healing energy and getting negative energies out of our spirits.
I would say, again, it starts with the mindset.
She said the same thing.
You can't accomplish anything unless you put your mind to it first. Jawad, her stuff right there on the side. The mindset. Ask me how I'm doing today.
How are you doing today?
Outstanding, magnificent.
You look outstanding, magnificent.
Awesome. You know, I give them all the great adjectives. Even if I'm operating on 50%, the person may not know it, but the more I say words like that, how I'm feeling, I feel better. So it's kind of like what they would say nowadays, a hack. Kind of like a brain hack.
Okay.
Physically, mentally, emotionally.
Yeah.
You know, so it starts there.
Okay.
And then you can turn everything else around. You can start the process.
Okay.
Turn everything else around. It works for me.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, everyone is different.
Right.
Some people don't understand if they keep doing the same thing and it's not helping.
Yeah.
They're doing the same thing wrong, but they expect a good outcome. It's like, no, you have to try something different, something new.
Even if it's hard.
Exactly.
Even if it's
difficult, but it's more rewarding when it's difficult and you overcome it.
Okay. Okay.
And after a while, it's easy.
It's easy.
Like, damn, it wasn't as difficult as I thought.
You just had to get started.
Let's get
it started.
And I have to say that to myself every day.
Yeah.
I'm not the exception.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Let me ask you, y'all talking about the herbs and stuff. Talk about some of the other products in here, because y'all just don't have the leaves and the sea moss, but you got like a range of the vitamins here. Talk about some of the importance of that. Making sure we have some black seed up here. We have vitamin B2.
So with our herbs, like you alluded to earlier, we may have different forms of the same herb.
Okay.
Rather it be leaf, root, powder.
Leaf, root, powder.
Maybe capsules.
These are the
that
capsules
we have here.
Okay. Can you mention what's some of the staples we should have in our houses, us Africans? Which one should we come in and should be in our house all year? I know you mentioned vitamin C earlier.
Yeah, I'm going to say it depends on the individual or the family, but I'm going to say for now,
okay,
because we're in cold and flu season. season,
yes,
you want to keep your immune system strong.
Okay.
So, of course, the sea moss that you spoke about earlier.
Okay.
Elderberries.
Elderberry. I keep hearing that.
You can do elderberries.
Okay.
So, elderberries is
good.
Should
we get this or should we get capsule?
It all depends on the individual.
Okay.
Find out what works for you.
Okay.
Some people may not be a tea person.
Okay.
That may want to be, who may not be disciplined to boil the berries to make a tea.
Okay.
Or boil the berries to make a tea and or elderberry syrup.
Okay. I just talked to a sister in Philly. She said the elderberry syrup, she's been taking this very powerful.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can you can combine other herbs with the elderberries, like fresh ginger, clove, cinnamon, and make the tea for their babies all the way up to the elders.
Wow. What is mullein?
Mullein. Mullein is an amazing herb for the lungs.
Okay.
So, for respiratory health.
Okay. For the lungs. Okay.
Yeah. Rather you have cold, that thing that we dealt with during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Don't want to, you know, lung infections,
right,
different type of respiratory infections,
okay,
bronchitis,
okay,
pneumonia,
very important.
So forth and so on. Excuse me 1 second. Add a lung mix. This is even more powerful than the mullein because there's mullein in this, but this is the all the herbs that's in this blend.
Okay, wonderful.
So this is really what you would like to get if you come here to Blue Nile, is this lung mix.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yes, because of horehound, which is powerful, lungwort, all of it. But when you combine it together, it's amazing within itself.
Wow.
So this is kind of like a one-stop shopping when it comes to your respiratory. So the testimonials that we got during COVID,
we about to have a rush in.
They said that it literally saved their lives. So this is a story that's close to me. So my neighbors, I kind of gave them a package, this lung mix. I gave them lung mix, elderberry, and oregano.
Oregano.
Oregano. So oregano is something great for the immune system as well.
Okay.
Along with everything else that's written on the body.
Okay.
So the onset of a cold or whatever, or sore throat,
oregano,
you can start the process, but you can still take this every day.
Okay.
As a preventative.
Okay, wonderful.
So anyway, the story that I wanted to say when it came to this lung mix, the family, husband, wife, daughter, apparently they wasn't taking this every day like they should have. The husband came down with COVID. So his wife, she called me and she said, I'm not going to say his name, but she said, he's having breathing problems. I think he's going to die. What should I do? I can't remember the prescription that he was taking for his respiratory with COVID, but it wasn't helping.
Okay.
And I looked it up, and it had all types of side effects because I wasn't familiar with it. So I said, well, if you got the lung mix, have him drink a cup of tea on his way to the hospital, whatever y'all going to do.
That's what you're talking about earlier. Have it already, and they're not taking it. Okay, go ahead.
So, I think he even got on the phone. He said, it's hard for me to breathe.
Wow.
I feel like something is sitting on my
chest.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes.
So, apparently he drank the tea. 2 to 3 hours later, they called him even back. He's feeling much better. He's out of the woods. That's the call that I got.
Wow.
So I said, I hope that you listen, and you obviously a believer now.
Right.
You know, so.
Wow. Amazing. All right, y'all come here for the lung mix. I want to talk about what else, the other things y'all have. Soaps in here.
So back on sea moss.
Sea moss.
We have amazing sea moss soap that's great for the skin.
I didn't even know you had sea moss soap. I didn't even know what sea moss soap.
Yes.
Okay.
So A lot of people are looking. You good, brother? You good?
We
good?
Yeah, we want. So you got the soaps. Got black soap. Famous black soap.
Great for the skin.
Yeah.
So we had. This is made by a sister here from D.C.
Okay.
You know, we try to help some local brands.
Encourage entrepreneurship.
Right.
Black business.
So this turmeric soap is great for
nice.
The skin.
Turmeric. Yeah.
Hyperpigmentation.
Okay.
Different type of skin issues. We also great for the face, the French green clay soap. And another one that's good for the face is the oatmeal manuka honey.
Okay, all right, my sisters.
Even though you can use it on your whole body, but some people want something specifically for their face.
Okay.
So, but then there's a shampoo bar as well, rosemary mint shampoo bar. And the lady, her name is Bianca.
Okay.
Bianca and her sons, they have long dreads, like down their back.
Okay.
From using this.
Really?
Yes.
This is the rosemary, y'all said rosemary mint shampoo, said the sons got dreads down their back, y'all.
Yep. Yeah.
Y'all doing y'all locks.
Yep. Right. So I had asked her to make the shampoo bar. So the three, because of being on the front lines here, you know, you get to know what people ask for, what they need or whatever. You know, that's the great thing where we can work with someone and they can make something that we ask so they could still help the community, because it's not still all about the insides. The skin is the largest organ of the body. So we got to take in, you know, us black people, we come in different shades, beautiful skin. We want to keep the skin healthy as possible. So
I wanted to ask you, as y'all been, as we begin to like wrap it, y'all been in the community 50 years, what's some of the changes with black folks you see going forward? What's some things that we should begin to do in our healing? Are you concerned? Do you have suggestions? Are we on the right track? Do we need to do better?
Well,
we always can do better, I guess.
I mean, there's always a thing where when you hear people say, well, we need to come together.
Uh-huh.
We can't come together until we get our individual selves together. When you look at other races that come here to America, let's say Hispanic, maybe Asian, whatever, they all live in a house until everybody else can get a job or save up their money. And when they move out, they may be purchasing another house.
Right.
It's a matter of respecting ourselves first. I got to respect myself in order to respect you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And the same for care and love.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't really love themselves like they think they love themselves.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
What they say, hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of therapists out here.
I think this is part of the process of us returning to love.
Right.
Yes. Spaces like Blue Now, the products that's in here, mm-hmm. how you all are mediums. I got a new appreciation for y'all now.
Yeah.
As mediums, if you're taking care of self, you're taking care of body. That's loving self.
Mm-hmm.
That's healing self.
Right.
And
right.
we in dire need right. of some deep healing. That's why the mm-hmm. podcast is called The Revolution of Black Love.
Right.
To have such deep self-love that you can manifest healing mm-hmm. and manifest physical manifestations of what that
right.
love looks
right.
for.
Right. Like. Yeah.
And Blue Now is a direct manifestation of black love.
And that's why Jawad and I are going to carry the torch of Blue Now for another 50 plus years, rather we are here in 50 years or not. Maybe somebody else from the community.
It's going
to like Dooku passing the torch to us.
Yeah.
You want to be able to pass the torch to someone else as well.
Brother Jawad said you're going to carry another 50 years.
Absolutely. No, 60.
Yeah. 60.
Yeah. He's going to be in here. He's going to be 120, 130 years old.
Wish y'all final words for our diaspora audiences. We begin. And I want to take in our community, too. Our community folks, I want to introduce them, too. Wish y'all final words.
My first time in the store.
This is your first time?
I was recommended by a buddy. It was recommended by a buddy of mine.
And you came.
Yeah.
And what you come to get?
And we thank you.
This.
That's amazing right there.
Right here, this product right here.
The olive leaf. Okay.
Olive leaf extract.
Okay.
That's made by a black-owned company as well.
Okay. What's the name of the black-owned company?
Ah, damn it.
So I'm going to try this out.
Herbal Results is the name of the company.
And we'll See how it go, man.
Almost everything.
You might be back.
Okay. High blood pressure.
I appreciate the good services, man.
Are you hyping them up? You was hype, man.
It helps with
Different
autoimmune.
That's your hype man right there. Okay.
Yeah, the list goes on.
Okay. No. So who are you? How long you been coming in?
On YouTube.
First and last.
Can't remember. I said no. I feel bad.
95 when I moved to the DMV.
Okay.
I've been practicing that. Not practicing, but practicing in my personal life. Natural medicine, herbology, reflexology, meditation.
Okay.
So this is part of my life.
That's why you're so beautiful. You're shining bright.
Well, thank you, sister.
Yeah. Yes, gorgeous.
And so, you know, this is God's medicine right here.
It's God. And so you go where God's medicine is. I see. You
hang with the best.
Hey, that's what you said. Come to the source. And who is this? Gorgeous. Handsome.
Thank you. This is Isaac. I'm a senior at Howard.
HU.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been coming here since my sophomore year. My freshman year was online because of COVID.
Okay.
I originally came here to get CMOS. I heard about the CMOS and I was sick one day. So I came here looking for just support. And I found a lot more than support.
Family here. I can tell.
Family, yeah.
Because you was hanging on for Brother Ramon. You like, I ain't going nowhere, Brother Ramon.
Nah, we've definitely learned a lot from each other, have shared a lot of opportunities.
Okay. But what year are you in Howard?
So I'm a senior. I'm a fifth year senior, super senior.
Okay, you're super senior. What's your major? What you studying?
I study business management and entrepreneurship.
I know, that's right. Mogul in the making, y'all. Okay, ring the bell.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's what I want to share, too, is that a lot of us are called to be leaders.
Okay.
But you have to take care of yourself to be a leader. A lot
that's
of
fine.
Us, you know, we struggle with mental health because our physical health, our brain is struggling. So it's no surprise that we have depression and anxiety because we aren't putting the right things in our system.
Right. Yeah.
And when we aren't putting the right things in our system, then we aren't putting the right things in the community.
Okay.
So how can we be leaders? How can we be doing what we're called to do if we're not, you know, doing what we are called to do for ourselves first?
So, Mogul, what else you got going on? I know you got a hustle, a grind, a dream. So talk
right.
to us.
So, I have a business. I started a business with my roommate last year called Artivism. And it's a creative production company.
Wonderful. Okay.
That it's a multi-level creative production company. So what we do is we believe that art is a tool to heal the community because the art that we perceive about ourselves is how we perceive ourselves within the world.
Mm.
So if we're always observing ourselves being killers and drug dealers and, you know, sexually immoral, that's how we're going to view ourselves and that's how we're going to act and treat those around us.
Mm.
So what we do is we believe that we can use art to spread positivity, use art to heal the community and to provide a better future for ourselves. And a lot of times, us as people, we struggle in the career of creating art because we don't have access to the resources. Nowadays, if I'm an artist, which I am, if I post a song on Spotify, 1,000 people can go stream it and I won't make half a cent.
Okay.
You know? So you need multiple streams of revenue in order to sustain a lifestyle.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're going to have to find something else to do.
And talk about it.
What you're doing isn't going to feed back into your community in the same way.
That's right.
So what my business does is we create those products to provide.
And what's the name of your business again?
It's called Artivism.
We're doing a commercial break, y'all. Okay.
Artivism.
We're putting them out there. Okay.
Yeah, it's located right here in D.C.
Okay.
Across the street from Howard's. So we do recording studio. We record artists. Podcasts. We do e-books, audio books for authors.
Okay.
And then what we do is...
Look at Papa. Look at Papa.
He's helping me out.
So
he has helped me with graphics.
We'll take that product. So let's just stay in the realm of music.
Okay.
We'll take the album cover that...
Yeah, he does all that.
For that song that we created. And then we'll put on hats and hoodies and t-shirts.
Okay.
And then we'll host events
there you go.
For our community that bring
great, great young man, great mind.
Create an opportunity for the artists that we work with so that they can feed back into their art, which feeds the community, and it's a full circle.
Full circle, and you're talking about healing, goes back to healing.
Yes.
But Brother Man, thank you so much.
And it all starts with this, too.
It starts with this. Oh, look, he going deep. Okay, yeah. I see you in deep waters. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful, yeah. Wonderful. Thank
Holistic
you so
healing,
much.
Everything.
Holistic so. Healing. Okay, yeah. I can do the whole thing. He's still talking. Okay.
thank you.
Folks, we're going to get y'all last final comments. We wrap it up. Final words, Brother Jawad, Brother Ramon, to our diaspora. Thank y'all so much for letting us invade your space.
Well, you know, the last word, Jawad and I are always talking to the young.
Okay.
We get a lot of the Howard students in there.
Okay.
So we let them know. I'm going to let Jawad say it, because he said better than me.
What?
That they get what over there and they get what in here?
Events. County University. They're getting indoctrinated.
And also podcasts.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Thank y'all so much.
The last word I do have.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's important.
Yes.
I don't care what you are, how rich you are, how rich you are, how unrich you are.
Okay. Yeah.
None of us are living without health.
And your name.
You can't live without health. I don't care.
And I'll rich. Hit you back.
You got to have health.
Yeah.
To stay
and accomplish nothing.
Yeah. You can't accomplish nothing without health.
Yeah.
And so that's why I like my rich, is to share with everybody. We ain't doing nothing if you ain't got no health.
And not just that, in the word, health is healing. Okay. And so we cannot accomplish and go forward without being healed.
Absolutely.
And this is what Blue Now does. This is what our mediums, Brother Ramon and Brother Jawad, they are our mediums on that path to healing. Folks, thank y'all so much. Our diaspora audience, y'all got another treat today on site at the historic Blue Now, the historic DMV DC, down from the historic Howard University. We want y'all people of the sun to continue to shine, to continue to heal, and do what you do best. Appreciate y'all. Peace and love, black power.
Car wash jumping rims, they shining up. Everybody dressed up looking good. Grab my shade so the sun don't blind me, no. It's another like summertime in the hood. Let's have a block party. Get on up, ain't got nothing else to do. Let's have a barbecue. Grab your phone, everybody go call the blue. Let's have a block party. Summertime, and the sun don't set the night. As long as the beat don't break and the wine keep popping, we're gonna keep rocking till the cops come knocking. The wine keep popping. The house gon' keep on rolling.